Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
How much did you pay for the house and how much did you spend on it?
The house was listed for...
Welcome to the next episode of the Get In Our Home series. This is the series designed to help home builders, homeowners and renovators to get inspiration and guidance from industry professionals, but also homeowners themselves. We release a new episode every second Sunday. My name is Peter Kilmartin, and in this episode, we travel to Santry in County Dublin to meet Niamh and Dahi and their stunning 1950s renovated home. In this episode, we cover so much, from buying during a housing crisis, going the renovation route, extending your home, making your home up to a modern standard, interior design tips, and there's lots more than that. The house is an absolute credit to the guys, and I must say, I just loved the attitude of the guys. It was so Irish in a sense that nearly they didn't appreciate the amount of work that they had actually done. I think nearly every second question, either Dahi or Niamh would just say, we just got stuck in. And I think it's that attitude and persistence that ultimately led them to the finish line, which I found really interesting and super inspiring for, you know, those of you that might be about to start a renovation or a self-build or a build. And, you know, the finish line can nearly seem so far away. So to see these guys just getting stuck in and doing it, knowing that, you know, there is an end in sight. So without further ado, I started by asking the guys about deciding on the area to buy their home and to start the renovation project.
Well, I'm originally from Conjure Fairview around there, and Niamh's up on Griffith Avenue. So anywhere we looked was always going to be buying my own tartan in Santry. And we'd know this area fairly well from working up this way. So I'd always see these houses when I was driving by on the way to work and thought they were fairly pretty houses, you know. So once I seen the sign outside for one, I said we had to view it, and we did.
And just taking a step back, you guys, are you together long? Was it always in the pipeline for building a house? Give me a bit of background.
Yeah, we're together 11 or 12 years.
And the rest.
And the rest. We spent a year probably looking all over Dublin 9, basically for a house, and then finally settled here in Santry.
What was that looking time like?
Very stressful. Like, all your time off is taken up with looking at houses and trying to organise viewings and things like that. And everything we saw just wasn't for us, or else it was way out of our budget.
And, like, when you're looking at houses, you know, especially during this bloody housing crisis, is it as bad as people let on in terms of queues and bidding wars and everything? Did you experience that?
Not really, did we? Well, we queued for one or two,
yeah. And then there was a bit of the COVID stuff, so it was appointments. So yeah, trying to work with the estate agents. I don't think they really liked that either, because they were only doing one every 15 minutes where they could get 30 or 40 people in an hour usually.
Yeah.
And online viewings.
Yeah, there wasn't
it like a video? You're never going to buy a house off a video, are you? Yeah.
But like, what was the criteria? What were you looking for? What was the must-haves? What did you definitely want? Like, were you always going to renovate?
To a certain extent.
Yeah, there was always going to be something done. Like, the price of stuff out there at the minute, there's a lot of crap out there for mental money, so it was always going to be a bit of a door-opener no matter what. We didn't think we'd do something to the extent of this, but when this popped up, sure, you kind of just went for it. Renovation, some sort of renovation was always in the cards.
Yeah.
And tell me about when you first found this place. Was it Niamh sent it to Dahi, or who found it first?
I think you sent it to me.
I was driving by and saying I sent it on.
And I said, no, that's way too much work. And then, anyway, you convinced me probably to see it.
Yeah, we came up and viewed it at the estate agent again, and I liked it. Yeah. I liked it. I hadn't been touched now in I don't think I'd been living ever there for about 10 years, yeah. And I don't think it was ever, a lick of paint was ever put in the wall in whoever owned it, you know, so it was complete blank canvas the whole time.
And that made you nervous?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I just hadn't a clue of where to start, who do you talk to first, how do you even get going, like, and the price of things as well.
Yeah, that's all new. And so you go back to each other, you make an offer, what happens next?
We made an offer, got into a bidding war. That went on for weeks or months even,
I'm not flipping around there, to be honest with you.
And eventually, we got it. And then there was back and forth between solicitors and everyone else who was involved. It took another month probably to actually get the keys.
When you get the keys, what was that like?
Yeah, that was good. That was a great day.
Yeah, it was mad. we were actually up here on, I think it was a Friday, and your man gave us the keys, the stage gave us the keys, and the owner happened to be doing something for one of the neighbours. So we bumped into him. It was nice to have a little chat with him.
He told us the story about the house, yeah, the name and everything.
Wow. Yeah. So the name is what?
Kilronan.
What's the story behind it?
There were three brothers here and their parents got married, was it, on an island that was called Kilronan?
Yeah.
Something to that effect.
Yeah, right. And you just kept the name then?
Probably. Yeah.
And, okay, so you're probably standing in what was once the old kitchen. You're both looking at each other and you're like, bloody hell, what have we done? What was the conversation like?
There's a few awkward conversations now, in fairness, but it was straightforward enough what we wanted to do. Everything down there is all fairly original, or what was there. Like, all the original walls are there, and then basically with an extension, all you're doing is tacking on a box to the back of the house. Like, it's not rocket science, like, really. It can be a bit daunting, but it's very doable.
So let's go through the process. Yeah. So you decide to extend, and you know, did you have a lot of plans? Were there a lot of thoughts around it? You know, because obviously you had to fit a kitchen in it. You wanted an island. You wanted a dining area. You know, you were an open plan area as well. You know, what was the thought process around the extension?
It was just give us as much space and build as big as we could within what we were allowed to build.
We did keep it simple enough. We didn't look for any planning permission, so by keeping it small enough, so that saved a lot of hassle there, like giving me months going through planning permission and all that sort of stuff. So we picked a soil we were kind of happy with. We paced it out and walked it out and said, yeah, when we knocked it through there, we'll have plenty of space for the open plan kind of thing, and just went with it from there.
And architects, engineers, were they ever on board? Did you ever consider them?
No.
It's not needed for this sort of stuff. It's just bricks and mortar. There's not major design stuff. Just throw a big steel up there and
easy,
you should be all right.
So I think we should preface by saying you're obviously in the trade. You've been in roofing for a long time. So you obviously were aware of certain aspects of the building. Some people listen to this might go, oh, that's easy. I'll just not get any professional help. So
yeah, at the same time, it's very easy for people to be put off by it. When they hear throwing in RSJs and knocking walls, it is fairly dirty, mucky work, and it's like throwing in RSJs like that is dangerous enough. Like, I had major help from my uncle Sean, he's a builder, so he gave serious advice the whole time, the whole way through, and kind of ran with him the whole time.
And in terms of the renovation, so you extended, was there much more that had to be done to bring the house up to, you know, modern standards, essentially?
There was no wiring, no plumbing, right like that, so the whole house had to be rewired and replumbed.
No plumbing at all?
There was hardly anything, was there? Because it has to be plumbed in from the road.
There was a jacks upstairs, so there was no gas or anything like that. So that was it, and it was the outhouse out the back.
And were you aware of that when you bought? That expense would be coming down the line?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think it'd be so expensive to do it.
And so you extended to the back, you updated to kind of modern standards. Mm-hmm. Anything else that had to be done? I think windows and doors, did you mention that?
Windows and doors, we did that. And we did underfloor heating as well.
Okay, yeah.
So we pulled out all the floors and dragged in a load of sand and stone. That's all I remember from it.
Major favours from the family on that one.
Insulation, no pumped insulation?
No, we haven't done that in the walls, only on the floor and the ceiling and the extension.
Brilliant. Like, it's an amazingly comfortable home already. Without that, so it's hard to imagine needing much more.
Yeah.
Or would it be?
Further down the line, might look either pump the walls or external insulation, but it was like the coldest months we had were February there, so it was 20
it was fine. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's fine.
How did you find the building process? Stressful?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's keeping on top of everyone and making sure everyone's in at the time they say they're going to be in, and then following up who's coming in next and trying to get dates off people, and then people letting you down. That was stressful, trying to organise people.
Mm. Yeah, it's a difficult thing to manage people.
Yeah.
But also not trying to annoy them, and then, you know, don't want to fall out with them.
You don't
want to pester them, and it's difficult. How did the building process go? Any major hiccups, any mistakes, anything that sticks out to you as a gleamingly bad day on the process?
Probably
the floor.
We were originally only going to do the underfloor in the extension, and we were going to repair the old suspended floor, but once we went at that, it was too far gone. Like, it was just no point in trying to salvage it. So I had a chat with the plumber, and he said, look, it will be a bit extra to get it involved, but if you're doing it out here, you might as well run it the whole way through. So that could have put us back a few weeks now, in fairness. But it was just, it's just slogging, ripping out the floor, bringing in the hardcore and all that sort of stuff. So
But a kind of a future-proof element nearly did.
Well, yeah, look, it hasn't. There's been no cracks so far, so I'm delighted with that.
Yeah, thank you.
And the build process then, in terms of the extension, was that quite fast? What was the timeline? Just give me an idea. When did you buy? When did you start? When did you move in?
We got the keys the end of November 2021. No, sorry, 2020. And then we started building the end of January 21. And we moved in September.
Wow.
And sure, it's still ongoing, but it'll never be done.
What a time to be building a house.
Middle of
shortages, material increases.
The money, the materials alone were one thing.
Crazy.
Did you get stung with that?
Yes, it was stuff like lumps of wood, like the wood, the timber was unreal. The timber was unreal, like you wouldn't see, €1,000 thrown into your timber order for the carpenter.
I think I read somewhere that material prices on timber alone increased by 50%.
So if someone's costing
£100, it's now £150.
Which
is insane.
Just
give me a brief description of the home itself. Layout. What is the home? What does it look like? Just describe it to me for somebody that doesn't know it.
Yeah, it's a 3-bed semi with a garage. And what else?
That's standard home. It's just, it's like all the homes in Dublin 9 are basically fairly similar. Hall, living room off the hall there, and then straight up the stairs. It's standard enough. Yeah. You know?
What did your parents say when you said you're going renovating a big home?
My parents thought I was mad. I was mad.
Were they? Yeah, my man did it before. They did a house in Fairview, so they're well used to coming in after work and doing a bit of work.
Did you find it hard then, I suppose, when you're nearing the finish line, you know, at what point do you move in? You were obviously renting together during this month, so there was obviously a push on to get in.
Yeah.
You know, did you have a deadline and date where like, okay, no matter what happens, we're moving in this date? Or when, like, you know, I always find it really interesting. Like, at what point do you actually move in? Like, when is the decision made, okay, once this is done, we're moving in, you know?
Once we had a kitchen, well, not even a kitchen.
A toilet.
Yeah, a toilet some kind of kitchen, was it? The kitchen wasn't a deal breaker. Yeah, a toilet, I suppose, is the only thing.
Yeah, the toilet, we were kind of happy enough to move in because I wasn't going out the back.
Yeah. I think we said June or July.
Originally, I was really hoping for June.
Yeah, and then we got in September, so it wasn't too bad.
Getting a mortgage, difficult, hard.
Yeah, it was a long process, stressful as well. We went to one place first, and then we decided to go with a mortgage broker.
Oh yeah,
and she was great, actually.
Would you recommend people go with a broker?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. She kind of shopped around for us, didn't she? And looked at what would be best for us and how much we could get as well.
And you know, the thing I always find really interesting about mortgages is that there's this big process to them, and then suddenly you get approved, because we were talking off camera, Eve, about that you got approved, and then suddenly you have this deadline to start using it.
Yeah.
Was that stressful then when you were looking for homes?
Yeah, we were close to the deadline actually when we got this house. So I think it was coming up on the year when
the mortgage expired. There was an extension for COVID, I think.
Yeah.
Wow, so you had got a mortgage for a whole year
approved,
and you were waiting to spend it?
Yeah, pretty much. Because obviously the first, when we got it, everything went into lockdown, so the mortgage was extended for a while. So it just worked out kind of well in the end.
And then you know, was that released in full, or did you have to get stage payments to prove the building methods, or how did that work?
No, it was released in full. It was just for a house. So
house price. There was no mention of this, essentially. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Tell them nothing.
Yeah. Maybe we don't say that. Yeah. we can't encourage that. Tell me a little bit about, you know, some of your favorite parts. What are you loving about it? What are you really enjoying about, you know, being in the space, enjoying the space? What are some favorite parts?
The kitchen, I think, definitely for me, and the island. I love the space. Like, from coming from the shoebox apartment, there's so much space here. Like, yeah, the kitchen probably.
Would you be a big cooker? Would you bake and cook and?
Not really, no.
Really?
No, yeah. Well, just love the island, I know. Yeah, I should. No, I just love the space, and I love the walk-in wardrobe, of course, as well.
I have to say, as I was sitting there, yeah. I love the light there at the island. Yeah. I just imagine coming down in the morning, having a coffee, and it's really like enjoying the space. Mm. It's really nice. What about yourself, Simon? Where's your?
Yeah, Simon, it was always the kitchen for us growing up, so it was always the heart.
It's where you spend your time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone just runs here, basically. When they come in the door, it's either here or on the table there. So it's a nice space and it's comfortable.
Have you had many friends over to enjoy the space since you moved in?
A few, yeah. It's a bit hard to get time to get everyone in as well. Yeah, we've had family mainly, haven't we?
Hmm. I think everyone has something on these days because everyone's catching up with stags and hens and weddings and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. What was the process like for ye individually? Like, were you doing a lot of stuff yourselves? Was there a lot of work on in the evenings? You mentioned coming home in the evenings and doing a bit like, you know, was there a lot you were actually doing yourselves?
You did far more than I did.
Yeah, just all this kind of the dirty, crappy jobs, like pulling the chimney. Like, there's not much thinking to it. It's just kind of have to get stuck in and get, you know, into the chimney and pull it down brick by brick. And all that sort of stuff was just get stuck in, you know.
You're saying that with a smile
on
your face as if you nearly enjoyed it.
Well,
you did enjoy some parts.
I was left to appear to me on The Voices for a few weeks, so I was delighted with that.
and finishes and that sort of stuff, were you painting and decorating?
Did all the painting, absolute torture.
Painting.
I think before that we did everything with the walls. We did the thistle bond, painted that on, then whitewashed it, then the painting. So it was just, felt like a lot of effort was going into the walls. And I just hated it.
Yeah. It's rare we talk to a couple who have painted and say they loved it.
Yeah.
It's a common.
So tedious, yeah.
Wouldn't do it again now.
No.
And, you know, going throughout the process then, you know, how helpful was your uncle in terms of him being a builder? Was that a huge help for you in terms of advice and guidance? And was he doing a lot then?
Yeah, he was brilliant. Now he was brilliant. He got us out of the ground with the bricky and did the foundations. Like, I'd never seen anyone really doing it, so he wouldn't even know who to be calling, like, for that sort of stuff. And he sorted out the steel and all that sort of stuff for the extension and set me up bracing the top of the chimney breast. So he sent me with, like, the main jobs we needed to get done. Get in and that. So it was brilliant.
So he kind of had the context, he knew who to call and whatever.
Yeah.
The chimney breasts were in every room, or how many rooms were they in?
Floor to, from the ground floor up to the top, yeah. So
there was a fireplace in every room.
And how come you kept this on?
Because I wasn't pulling down space, to be honest.
it was a lot of work pulling down the first one.
I asked you that question earlier, and she goes, oh, we're taking my little wooden stone burner.
We were going to do it, but it's too warm in here, everyone. It's not April.
Budget, saving money, cutting costs, probably the most important part of any, you know, self-built or renovation. Were you really conscious of money? Was it something that, you know, you were keeping spreadsheets, or were you keeping tabs, or needs not?
I don't think we'll ever be people that keep spreadsheets, to be honest, but that's where something we could have done better was budget, because at the start we thought we had loads of money and splashed it. Yeah. And then coming towards the end, we're definitely budgeting more.
Yeah, you can definitely get like a bit wiser as you go, like, to be honest, because if you've never done it before and you have a few bob to spend on it, you're going to go mad at the start.
Yeah.
I think we reined it in fairly well at the end.
Yeah. But like, you know, how were you budgeting it? Like, you know, because you obviously had the extension cost and you had the renovation cost in terms of the house. You know, was there certain chunks there for each one, or how did you do that? Like, or were you just spending it as it came along? Like,
we had an idea what things were going to cost, so I kind of had it in my head a good bit. You know, I was never going to get like the wool pulled out of my eyes by anyone who was coming in. So I knew what I should be spending for each thing, so based on what we had.
So an Excel spreadsheet in Dahi's head.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And in terms of buying materials and that sort of things, was there much savings to be done by shopping around?
Yeah, the tiles actually we saved probably 2,500 on them alone. We ordered them in from Italy. It was a bit of a stressful process thinking you were being scammed, but they arrived and sure, they're lovely.
How do you do that? Like, you literally just go online?
Just Google, yeah. There's loads of online shops in from Italy apparently, and they're all cheaper. And, so definitely shopping around as
well. And just a pallet came to the door with pallets?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And that was it, like no customers.
Yeah, it was unreal. In fairness, it was unreal. Yeah.
Delivery was about €700, but that included in the price was still saved us 2,500.
And how did you know that you liked the tile? Like, did you have a...
We saw the exact tile in the shop in Dublin.
And you just went onto the website, looked at the tile?
Yeah.
I think it was 65,
just Google the tile. Yeah.
I think it was 65 square metre from tile style or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we landed it for about 30.
Yeah.
30 euro square metre.
Yeah, there's a lot of savings to be made, I think.
And were you doing that with other materials or just tiles?
No, everything. I shopped around. If I knew I liked something and I had to have it, I'd shop around to see what the cheapest price was. And there always is cheaper prices, I think.
That is insane. Mm. So you nearly save like €2,500 and tiles alone.
Mm. Yeah.
Fucking hell, excuse my friend. and the kitchen, how did that go? Did you love the colours? The worktop, was there a lot of debate there with each other?
Kitchen was all new.
Yeah, I couldn't decide for a long time, but I knew I wanted something dark, I think. And I don't know how we settled on just like the wall of kitchen. It just came about in the planning.
But also, you know, for storage, isn't it great to have all those
Yeah, there's a lot of storage, yeah. It's
huge,
great.
Amount. Tell me about the island. You went with quartz. Was it hard to pick the right countertop? We always said in quartz.
Yeah, we viewed the same piece of quartz, I'd say, about 5 times because I couldn't decide again. I love it. It's big though, it's 1.2 by 1 metre island.
We were just saying off camera, it's probably one of the biggest slabs we've seen.
There's no
slits in the middle of it like that. It's continuous all the way through. It's really interesting actually, and something that I always ask, the dynamic between couples. What's it like when Niamh's saying, okay, how do you work that everybody's happy, but yes, there's only probably one person getting their own way? Like, in terms of the kitchen, you just go, that was Niamh's. Was that always the case?
I can lay it back about most things, and I wouldn't have a creative bone in my body, so I haven't got the eye for, the nice pretty things, to be honest with you. So she was on Pinterest and Instagram and showing me things.
Yeah,
when you see them on TV, you're like, yeah, it is lovely, but I'd never see it in my head, that sort of stuff, so...
So he just said to whatever I wanted was.
And were you surprised at how good it came out then in the end? Because it just looks absolutely stunning.
I like everything. Yeah. I'm not surprised. I knew.
You have to say that.
She started out
Yeah.
If she didn't start out, she wouldn't be staying there.
I meant to ask you earlier, but I forgot to ask. Just tell me what you did with the walk-in wardrobe, because I find that really interesting.
Oh yeah, the walk-in wardrobe. So it was a box room. So we closed up the door onto the landing and then put a secret kind of pocket door in the bedroom and double-sided mirror door, which is great, and made it a wardrobe.
It's class. And when I seen it, I was like, whoa, it's huge. Because when you're coming in the bedroom, you don't really think it's that big.
It's a nice feature.
And then you also have another secret door, which is behind us.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
That goes out to the garage. What are they called? Lamellas?
The lamellas.
But was that door there in the original design?
That door was there, yeah.
Right. So you just covered it up, essentially.
Yeah,
the carpenter did all that, so.
The carpenter.
Yeah.
Good man. He's one of your mates, so
He wants a shout out, John.
Niamh's been breaking his heart the past few weeks, so I have to give him a shout out for John.
So sound man, John. What is something you wish somebody told you before you started renovating this home?
Good question.
I think, for me, looking at the finished house and working backwards is something I didn't do at all. And I was just kind of taking it step by step, but I didn't have the final image in my mind. So some things I think don't work for space-wise. So I think that's something.
What do you mean by that? What are you saying?
Even the kitchen island is probably too big for the space.
Wow.
Yeah. So just things like that I wasn't actually thinking about.
So your advice would be to kind of think about the finished picture as opposed to just picking items here there, and go, yeah, that's good advice. Dahi?
Would... I don't know, shouldn't you? I think it's all great. I have to come back to that one.
No worries. What was your favourite part of the bidding process? What did you enjoy? Like, there must have been some parts that wasn't all hell and torture.
I loved the whole thing. Like, I love being hands-on up here. I suppose when we were up here, like, just getting stuck in together, you know, put the radio on and flip around all day. Like, gone were the days where we'd be flipping around down and on me for a coffee, you know, all day. If we weren't working, we'd be up here. I was like, you're just going to have to do it together.
The demolition of stuff was actually enjoyable. Like, taking down the walls, that was good fun.
Sledgehammer and
getting
stuck in. Did you enjoy the finishes and interior design, that sort of things?
Yeah, I like, well, shopping, shopping for everything.
That wasn't in the spreadsheet.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Just talk to me, Niamh, a little bit about colour and matching colours and the gold finishing touches and the dark edges around the house. Was that always a scheme you were going for? Where did you get that idea from? And
I think I just grew to like it from seeing pictures on Instagram, probably. Anything brass or black, I had to have it. So that's why I just fell in love with that.
Did you find it, I suppose, stressful when you were moving in and the house wasn't fully finished? Was that, was it annoying to you guys? Because, you know, when you're building a house, you have this finished, ideal picture in your head, and then you're moving in and it's suddenly not what it was. You know, because nearly everybody I talk to is never moving into a fully finished house. It's a half-finished shell that they've been working on that they can now live in, essentially. Was that frustrating?
It was annoying. We didn't have anywhere to put anything.
Yeah.
Like, there was no wardrobes.
There was no wardrobes. I don't think
the kitchen was it even
water
there?
Turned on in the kitchen, so it was out of a bucket. Yeah. We had no water turned on for the sink in the bathroom, so again, it was out of a bucket up there, so, like, it was...
Doing the dishes in a bucket, those were great fun.
But you put up with it, because, you know, you're going to get there eventually.
Yeah.
No matter what, like, you're going to get there eventually.
Yeah, and I suppose for you guys, because you were renting, that for every month you're in here, it's another more money to spend on the house as opposed to on rent, which is obviously huge. It's really interesting to see you guys. You've made it to the finish line, you're enjoying your home. You are actually one of the first couples we've done in Dublin that's done a renovation. You know, we've done a lot of self builds around the countryside, so it's great to see, because a lot of our followers are in Dublin and they're probably looking down your route in terms of looking for homes to renovate. Did you have a, you know, checklist for homes when you were looking at renovations? You know, did you have to have a certain size? Did they have to have a certain amount of bedrooms? Or were you open to anywhere? Like, how come you didn't look down the countryside? Or how come you had to stay in Dublin?
We just knew the area, wasn't it? We grew up here, really, and we wanted to stay close to family.
The family's a big one. Like, you'd like to be around everyone. Like, it's nice. It's nice to have space out of the country, don't get me wrong. I've seen friends' houses and those, and it's deadly like to have that patch of land there. But I'd always like to just pop down to my dad for dinner after a train or something.
Keep that in. just tell me, what size is the house, square foot?
98 square metres when we bought it, I think, and we tacked on about 25 in the extension.
Okay, so we're like 120 or 125 or something.
Do
you think this is the forever home? Are you going to be here forever?
I thought so when we got it.
I'd be happy here forever, but like, I'd do it again.
Yeah, you would.
I'd do it again.
You'd do it again in a heartbeat.
And would you do it here? Like, do you think that if you did do it again, would it be here?
In Santry or in Dublin or?
In Santry, like,
I'd try and get down close to the man
there. Down
there, so. Got down there.
It'd be nice,
but like I'm happy here.
Decent
backyard and decent front yard and it's off the road, so I know it doesn't look decent at the minute.
the million-dollar question, or probably the most important question, I want to know, how much did you pay for the house and how much did you spend on it?
The house was listed for 340 and then we got into a bit more. And it went to best and final offer on a Friday and we got it for 387.
Wow.
So I thought it was a lot of house for what we paid. Now, if we didn't do the extension, it was only tidy up the walls and wire it and plumb it, and that was it. So it wouldn't be anything. But when we got stuck in, I said, we do it once and we do it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then on top of that, then, what do you reckon you spent on the actual extension?
About 120, I'd say. Would it be?
Which
mostly.
Which is serious value. And do you know what's amazing? I'd love to know what the prices will be now.
Yeah.
You know, because you're only 18 months of the difference, but yeah. I would be shocked if you could do it for that now.
Yeah.
Because when you said the 120, I thought you were going to say
200, 300.
For the size. Yeah. I suppose there's a caveat there that you do a lot yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a huge saving. Labour is obviously the most expensive part.
Labour's huge, yeah. And like, a lot of it wasn't thinking stuff, just being a bit ignorant and getting stuck in, you know. It's for, like, I had a lot of help with the floor. I think my man and I were up, my brothers were up, Neve's man and I were up wheeling in. We think we put 20 tons of hardcore on the floor. And so, like, that sort of stuff, it's just being a bit stubborn.
It's just manual labour. No rocket science. Barrels of stone.
Yeah.
It's not brain surgery. Everyone's able for it, like, if they want it enough.
I really agree with that. Like that, you know, there's a lot that can be done if you're willing to put in the effort and put in the workload. Like I think it's really interesting to see that, you know, with Dahi's background, how much you were able to save and how much you were able to get out of, you know, squeezing every penny and you're really putting in the work. Did you find it that you were doing a lot of work in the evening times and weekends? Did it take over your life essentially?
Yeah, pretty much.
I suppose it nearly helped that it was during COVID.
I suppose when we started now, there was no... The building was prohibited at the time when we started, but I'm sure we just did what we could.
What do you mean the building was prohibited?
It was January we started.
Sorry, because of lockdown.
Yeah, the lockdown. The building was all knocked in the head for a while, but we got up and going.
Did COVID actually have a big impact apart from that?
Yeah.
A few things were delayed, like the windows and doors were delayed a good few.
Yeah, I suppose everyone
months.
Once it all opened up again, everyone was flat to the mat, so it was trying to just get them in, but like everyone's decent about it.
What is next on the to-do list?
I'm going out the back garden next. It's like a swamp out there, so I'll be out there for a few weeks tidying that up.
Yeah,
that's for me, and then the finishing stuff in here is...
And the downstairs bathroom, I think. The utility room, hopefully.
The list is, growing.
It'll be that for us to say so.
So I want to take you back. So when did you move in? Was it a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday even? Do you remember?
I think it was Saturday. Yeah. We got the go van. We got the go van from across the road in Norwood. And
a few trips.
Took everything back. Richmond Road there.
And you moved in on a Saturday, so you woke up here on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I want to just take you back, like, you know, because... You know, so many people are about to start renovating. They're in the middle of a renovation. Their plumbers are answering the phone, or the carpenters annoying them, and or whoever it is. And that's not to give out about trades, but it's just to give people an idea that there is a finish line inside. Yeah. You know, and you probably would have not realized at the time, like when you first got into this kitchen, and there was a wall there, and you know it was a small house, and it needed so much work. You could never envision that you'd be sitting here today, which I think is really interesting. I want to take you back to the Sunday morning when you woke up. Was there like a...
I don't actually think there was, because there's still so much to do. Like, there was nothing in order.
No.
There was dust everywhere. The dust was everywhere as well.
Dust was a killer. And there was no finished floors upstairs. No. We were rocking and getting splinters in the feet and all. Yeah. So the stairs was creepy because we hadn't sorted that out, but we were in, so it didn't really matter.
I think it was a good couple of weeks after that when we actually felt like, finally now it's so comfortable and it's lovely, like that we felt like it was nearly done.
But was there a moment then a couple of weeks later where you realized, okay, we've actually done a lot here, this is an achievement?
I don't remember a moment, there was no like moment,
this is great. But I suppose when it's warm and you know you have the coffee in your hand and you're sitting there and chilling out, it's nice, like
that you've actually done it. Well, I appreciate the honesty, because some people make up bullshitty answers there, but that is the truth, which is important to say that you will be getting splinters in your feet and it will not be sunshine and rainbows at the end of it. Just general advice. Would you have any top tips? Would you have any things that, you know, you want me to say to somebody if I'm talking or if we're talking to people that are about to renovate, especially in Dublin? You know, is there anything there that you think somebody should be aware of, or anything that just really to flag, or anything that we've missed essentially?
I suppose shop around with your prices. Trades and materials. It could only be a fiver difference in a sheet of plywood or something, but
it always does add up.
Sheets, you know, they're 50 quid at the minute, so If one provider is an extra 4, you know, it's an extra 50 quid. And then...
And did you do a lot of shopping around?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be keeping an eye on. Chadwick's is close, like, it's handy if you're stuck. They're good as well.
Yeah.
But you
get used to where you're being ripped off when you see prices elsewhere.
Yeah.
And then if they want a certain kind of finish or some kind of... Don't be talked over. Like, it's very... Like, some things are difficult and you will pay for them. But if you want that sort of finish, go for it. Because it's very easy to be talked over these things. Because it is a bit difficult and it's a bit time consuming for people. But if you want something, go for it.
So what do you mean? Like, so if I really want this feature wall, if I really want this thing built in or whatever it is, you're saying that maybe certain tradesmen or certain suppliers or certain salesmen might say, oh, don't bother doing that.
Yeah, look, it's because some of them probably do it on the price. They say, oh, it'll be mad expensive. You don't need to spend that money yet. But if you have the money and you want to, just stick to your guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be talked over.
Yeah, because I actually agree with you, because there's a lot of people that, you know, the especially for new builds, that they might have, you know, external cladding or, you know, stone on the outside, and then suddenly that's the first thing that gets cut off, and then suddenly that their new build design is just a regular house, that they've lost their own personality because of that. So really, really good advice. Just the last thing I always ask, or the final question is around the home, as you know, as you develop and maybe as a family grows or anything like that, do you think that there will be much changes to it? Is the home going to evolve essentially with you guys?
Yeah. I don't think there'll be much to change, will there? It'd be great to add on rooms in the attic.
Like, that'd be nice eventually, but for the two of us, there's no need,
yeah.
You know?
How do you go above the attic? Is there much work in that?
Plenty of space there at the minute, but there's loads in it.
He's seen opportunities. Would you need planning for that?
I think to put a dormer on the side, you would.
I think the side or front you do, but out the back, if no one will see it.
If you were just going up, like. Okay, cool. Guys, thank you so much. If people want to find you on Instagram, what is that? If that's okay, where should they?
Yeah, it's r_Dublin_house_Reno.
Okay, Guys, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's great just to see a couple laughing and giggling and enjoying their home and being at the other end of that tunnel that we spoke about. So thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to check out the guys on Instagram, r_Dublin_house_Reno. I'll post that in the description box below. Thanks so much, everyone. I really, really, really appreciate all the support we're getting for the podcast. The podcast was featured in the number one section in the home and garden section in Ireland last week. So that's pretty cool for a new podcast to get to that position. I would really, really appreciate it if you could leave a review and a rating on whatever platform you're listening to this on. They cost you absolutely nothing. They just help us to be found by more people and to keep going with the content, essentially. Thanks so much, and see you all next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.